I've always said rock and roll is my baby because we are generally credited with being the originators of it and giving birth to it. And anybody who plays our music or furthers it, we are very happy with it. I'm a great fan of all the top groups. But I would like to see it come back where the beat's a little more solid and the lyrics are a little more simple. I think that this would add a lot of zoom to the music.
The history of rock and roll.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, cause I'm a hungry man. I said, shake, rattle and roll. 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 Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul. Shake, rattle and roll.
I was a country and western singer and a great rhythm and blues fan also, but I would say at that time that people like Hank Williams and Red Foley and people like this were my idols. And Red Foley at that time had done quite a few boogie-woogie songs for Decca Records, and that had an influence on us because I liked that type music, as later we did quite a few things like rockabeat and boogie and things like this.
Bill Haley talked about his roots and his impact for the history of rock and roll.
The beginning of rock and roll goes back to the year 1951. The Comets and myself had been working as a country and western band around the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. And I had done quite a bit of work down in the New Orleans area and done a lot of, was a great fan of a lot of the great rhythm and blues artists of those days. And had developed sort of a style singing these type songs with a country and western band, and not realizing that we had something that was going to change the music business. We started to make records in 1951 for Essex Records in Philadelphia, and the first rock and roll record was a thing called Rocket 88, which was a regional hit for us then in 1951. In 1952, we had We're Gonna Rock This Joint Tonight, and in 1952, I wrote a tune called Rockabeat and Boogie. The original lyric, the song, I should say, started out with the lyric, rock, 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 everybody, roll, 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 everybody. And a few years later, Alan Freed was to use this and to coin the phrase rock and roll, which came from this tune. Rock and roll music is not rhythm and blues music. It's not country and western music. It's not jazz. It's a combination of these things. I would say that rock and roll, as we know it today, the pure type rock was a faster type music with a good hard 2/4 beat, with happy lyrics. The original things like "See You Later, Alligator" and "You Hit the Wrong Note, Billy Goat," and "Razzle Dazzle," and "Rock Around the Clock." Things like this were happy type lyric, but it's a combination of rhythm and blues and country and western music.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4. We'll be right back.
What made me be a performer? Gee, I don't know. I guess that I've always been stage struck since I was a kid. I got my first guitar at the age of 5. I took guitar lessons until I was about 7. I guess I was always a ham. My mother played piano, my dad mandolin. I loved to be on the stage. I used to enter all the amateur contests and used to be a yodeler back in those days, and used to be known as Silver Yodeling Bill Haley. But then as we progressed and as I grew older, I got into trying to develop my own style of music. We started to record in 1951, and up to this date, we've sold a little over 70 million records. So I've been very happy with that aspect of our career. And, of course, we hope to sell a lot more in the future.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Goodbye, Bill Haley, as the history of rock and roll moves on to follow the sun. Sun Records, that is, the granddaddy record label of country rock. Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis Presley are waiting in the wing.
The history of rock and roll.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
This was in 1955, somewhere around the 5th day of December. I got up one morning about 3 o'clock and wrote it down. I never forget it, on a brown paper sack.
Carl Perkins.
But anyway, I contacted Mr. Phillips. On the phone, I told him that I actually wasn't describing a pair of shoes. I was a country boy, proud of a pair of blue suede, and I didn't want them stepped on. And he said, "Sounds all right." And I did the song by starting it off, one for the money, you know, and two for the show, three to get ready and go, man, go. Mr. Phillips said, "That is just a great little song." He said, "Can you do it the same way as you just did?" And he turned his recording equipment on. We did it exactly the same way, except for some unknown reason, and from where it came, I have no idea. I think the phrase was actually born right then. I used the slang words of "go cat go." He said, "Man, this word cat, what are you meaning?" I said, "I don't know." So he said, "Well, let's leave it like it is. It's been recorded." It was the first record to ever be number one in all three categories of music. That is country and western, pop, and rhythm and blues.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Sun Records started out like most labels did in those days, having to do all of the basic fundamental work, from recording the artist right on through peddling the record, so to speak, direct promotion, very limited staff, and of course for about 3 years after we started, I was doing practically all of that myself.
Sam Phillips, president of Sun Records in Memphis.
Most of us think that Sun Records made it overnight, but it took us about 5 years to get it going.
Carl Perkins was an early comer to Sun Records, as was a young country boy named Johnny Cash.
I had written I Walked the Line as a minute for a very slow, mournful-sounding ballad. And we got into the session. Sam Phillips, president of Sun Records, was the engineer and the only other one in the studio besides us three. And he kept having us pick up the tempo on the song until it was recorded, until I didn't like it at all, the tempo we recorded at. And I remember we did the song five or six times before the final take, is all. It didn't take 30 minutes to record it. First time I heard it played on the radio, I called him and begged him to not send out anymore, to not release it. I didn't like it at all. He said, well, let's go ahead and give it a chance. So we did, and it was the biggest thing I've ever had.
Southwest Arkansas, near Pine Bluff, February 26, 1932. I lived there until I was 3 years old. Then we moved to the Delta Land in northeastern Arkansas, where I lived until I was 18. I joined the Air Force. I was in the Air Force 4 years and moved back to Memphis for 4 years, where my recording career began. And, well, to bring it up to date, I now live near Nashville, Tennessee, at Hendersonville.
One of the string of hits which resulted from Johnny Cash's association with Sun Records was a moralistic, youth-oriented song called Ballad of a Teenage Queen.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
There's a story in our town of the prettiest girl around. Golden hair and eyes of blue, how those eyes could flash at you.
How those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung around her by the school, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Now the story has some more, you'll hear it all at the candy store.
I'm a country boy. Part of the songs I have written and recorded I know could be considered folk songs. There's definitely the strong country music influence in my background, in my music. And some of the songs have sold into the pop field, so I think you'd have a hard time putting me in one bag.
A Johnny Cash record, which is impossible to bag with any of his others, came in the year 1964, by which time he changed labels. The horn arrangement spiced Ring of Fire with a Latin flavor, unique to his recording career.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire,
into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
The history of rock and roll reopens with a nearly forgotten Sun record, Roy Orbison's first